I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Andy J Podcast. The Andy J Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the first of the Andy J podcasts for this week. If you're listening to this in real time, of course, a lot of people discover podcasts months and months later. But nonetheless, if you're listening to this in real time in early June 2021, then this week we have not one, not two, but three Andy J podcast episodes for you landing this week. Today, our first show is with the marvel that is Mr. Keith Lemon. He is, just chaotically, gloriously, hilariously, brilliantly fun, engaging, and wonderful. I think he's just a marvel. I have met Keith a couple of times in person, and I can tell you he is incredible company, very engaging, very, very entertaining. And for this chat, we were basically only supposed to have a few minutes because he was plugging something and it was going to be a fun way to just fill a few minutes on the radio. But we ended up kind of spiraling into all kinds of tangents and all kinds of fun and games. And it's about half an hour of just jabbly, rabbly fun and games. Really great. So Keith Lemon is today. Tomorrow, we have a really special chat with Ashley Banjo, the leader of the dance troupe Diversity, and of course, judge on many different dance-related TV shows, as well as a guy that's in the headlines all the time for various different issues. And you will hear tomorrow we discuss many topics, including the Black Lives Matter dance, of course, that he did on Britain's Got Talent with his troupe, and John Barrowman, who as you know has been in the papers for various reasons recently, and it's fascinating to hear what Ashley has to say about him. Then we will end our week with a little bit of an acting special for you. Angus Imre, that's Celia Imre's son. He was in Fleabag and The Crown and various other cool shows, including a film called The Kid Who Would Be King, actually, who's Joe Cornish's, one of Joe Cornish's films. Really good fun. Anyway, he will be joining us later this week. I think that'll be the Friday episode. And because we forgot to put her out a few weeks ago, we'll be teaming up with soap superstar Tamsin Althwaite. Yeah! So that's your AJ show for this week. Today, it's Keith Lemon. Tomorrow, Ashley Banjo. And then on Friday, we're going to be releasing Angus Imre and Tamsin Althwaite as a double header. So enjoy, Keith. It's a right old giggle. And do make sure you come back tomorrow for Ashley Banjo. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day and make someone smile. Here's Keith Lemon.
The Andy J Podcast.
I am so elated to be chatting to my next guest, a man who I just think is an absolute radiator of joy. It is the brilliant Keith Lemon. How you doing,
Hello.
Keith?
Hello. Elated. I've never had anyone elated to talk to me. I feel so honoured to be that I'm elating you.
Oh, you really do. But do you know, wow. But Keith, you radiate this. This is what I mean. Every time I see you on telly, you just give the world a lift. You just give out so much enthusiasm and positivity. I love it.
That's very kind. That's very kind. Someone on a live stream on Instagram that I was just doing before this said, how do you keep your energy up? And I said, well, just life. It's a bit of fun, isn't it? You know, I like to have a bit of fun. And I guess that's how I'm fueled by fun, which sounds like something Timmy Malik would have said back in the day. But no, I don't know. I just enjoy myself. You know, I feel very lucky to do what I do.
It's one of those things. Like, for example, Celebrity Juice. Once you've run down the stairs, you just give out that roar of joy. Right! I love it.
It's amazing fun, Celebrity Juice, you know. And, Series 25, incredible times. I can't believe we're still doing it. Will it go on for another? Who knows? I don't know what will happen to it. But as long as, if they ask me to do it, I'm there.
You've
all
got
the time.
You've got to do it. Is it a bit weird doing it without an audience, though?
It is weird, but we've learned to, you know, understand the weirdness. And basically, it turns into now, it's like a private lock-in. But the girls, Emily and Laura, haven't experienced being team captains with an audience. So I feel like they're missing out. And I said, when we get an audience back, I'll probably tear up. I will. I think I'll start crying with joy, you know, because it's an overwhelming noise. Yeah. You know, the Celebrity Juice audience, a loud audience. It's like a stag or a hen do. It's incredible fun.
Because that's what I was assuming. It, yeah. Like, I was just kind of thinking it must be very, very strange because you feed off that energy, don't you? And without it, you've got to kind of manufacture it somehow.
Well, I guess I feed off the energy of the guests now and just try and make them have a good time. And it has been a good series. Really enjoyed doing this series. I think it's episode five is out this week, I think.
It's lots
of fun. Five or six, I can't remember.
Never
It feels like we did ages ago. We did a Halloween special in March and we did a Christmas special in April. That's weird. But it's not the earliest Christmas special I've ever done. Me and Paddy did Keith and Paddy Picture Show Christmas special in January once.
Oh.
We did Christmas, real Christmas, and then came back to work and did Christmas again. It's really nice, actually, because I like Christmas. It was just Christmas continuing. It was lovely.
That must have given you enormous confidence, though, because you're recording a show in January for Christmas. You kind of know, well, I'm going to be all right this year. You know, we're booked up.
Not really, because normally there's two series of Juice, but there's just one series of Juice this year. So you never know. You know, I don't like to get the big I am. You never know what's around the corner. You know, But I just want to stay clear from eating kangaroo's pink bits in the jungle. I just don't really... I enjoy watching it, but when it comes to that time where I have to go in the jungle and eat some kangaroo pink bits, that's the make or break time. It's either going to take you to the next level or it brings the end and I've got a massive tax bill to pay. Do you know what I mean? I'm not knocking anyone who's done it. I mean, it worked. Isn't that funny? Scarlet Moffat's just appeared on telly. Wow. Coming out of the jungle. But yeah, it worked for Emily Atack. It really put her on the map, and she's worked constantly since.
Yes, it's true. It can give you a real spike. What about the others, though? The dancing ones, the ice ones? Would you do any of those?
No, I like watching them, but I don't really want to do them. No, I like watching them. I've been asked to do Strictly and some other stuff that I probably shouldn't say, but I don't want to do them. No, I'll just watch them. But when I'm not working, I'm busy making my stuff and doing stuff for creating craft on YouTube and on Instagram. And I've also got my own YouTube channel, Keith Lemons Doings, where I make stuff. And people are often surprised with my creative flair, especially because I'm so anarchic on Celebrity Juice. Is that egotistical to say myself that I am anarchic? I am, because I'm drunk on Celebrity Juice. I am slightly anarchic. I am. Everyone is. That's why it's a mad show. But when I'm chilling at home, I honestly do make a lot of things. I'm in the middle of making Ludo at the moment, the big ginger creature from Labyrinth, as requested by my subscribers on YouTube, because I started making some sort of 80s props and stuff. And then I said, oh, what do you want to see me make? And they said, will you make Ludo from Labyrinth? And someone said, will you make Falco from Neverending Story, which I've just made?
Yes.
But over the past year, I know it's been weird times. So when I have been working to relax and, you know, spare me brain from despair, I just make stuff all the time. Apparently, hobbies have gone through the roof.
They have gone crazy.
Falco, it's a lovely time. I found young people like doing hobbies more than Zooming. But I said, when someone told me these facts, I said, well, I'd rather shower with nettles than do a Zoom. I'm sick to death of Zooms, you know. I can't wait to go for a meeting and moan about having a meeting that was a meeting to discuss when we're going to have a meeting, which I used to go, this isn't a proper meeting. We're just talking about a meeting that we're going to have. But I'm sick to death of Zooms. I am. You know, when lockdown started and we're having quizzes and stuff.
Yeah.
That lasted for about 3 days. I went, oh, I'm done with Zoom.
Yeah.
But it's really cathartic to do crafting and stuff. So I was really chuffed when Creating Craft asked me to get involved with their YouTube channel as well.
Well, this is really lovely as well, because I mean, your kind of experience at crafting has blown a lot of people away, because you're incredibly good at it. But there's a lot of us out here who aren't any good, who are having a go for the first time.
And I don't think that matters. You know, it doesn't matter if you're good or bad. That's the lovely thing about craft. Choose something that you think you're better at, and just do it for a bit of fun. You know, that's, you know, whether that might be anything. You know, the kind of craft that Stacey Solomon does. She makes plant pots out of bean tins and such, which to me, you know, that's not my cup of tea. And I've only learned to sculpt during lockdown. First time I've done it, and I'm good at drawing. I know that I'm good at drawing because I have my own T-shirts, Kill Clothes.
Yeah.
Incidentally, the Caroline T-shirt, Be Kind, is still available, and all profits for that T-shirt goes to Samaritans, seeing as though it's Mental Health Week, so yes. I'll plug that in there.
Absolutely.
that, I've always drawn pictures and stuff, and I do a lot of drawing, but I've just realised that sculpting is like 3D drawing. That's the most profound thing I've ever said in my life, I think.
If anyone hasn't seen the sort of things you're creating, I mean, these are not small projects. We're looking at E.T., Baby Yoda, Pennywise. I mean, God, that was unbelievable.
Yeah. I made a life-size Pennywise. I mean, Missy's like, what are you going to do with that? I said, well, it's going to be fun at Halloween, isn't it? We're standing by the door. And, I make stuff for Creating Craft, and on there, they would send me products and go, hey, see what you can do with this. And I was painting leather jackets and stuff. And that's the first time I'd ever used clay to sculpt with, and I was making my Baby Yoda, which really inspired me to do more sculpting. And I got hold of some stuff called Super Sculptor. Super Sculpey sounds very like what Michael Jackson would say back in the day. Super Sculpey! And I got obsessed with that. And that was suggested to me by a crafter called Wendy that was on the Fantastical Factory of Curious Craft, which I did on Channel 4. I stayed in touch with a few that I thought were amazing. And, you know, they go, oh, you should try using this and stuff. And you just do. And for some people, it's a bit of fun to fill their spare time with. And for some people, they're like purists that become proper artists. I think I'm in the middle. I'm not like somebody's mum crafting at home, and I'm not like an artist. I'm in between, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, from the looks of how it comes
across.
Okay,
I'll dig myself up.
Yeah,
I'm Tracy Emin. I'm David Ockney. I'm an artist.
No, but you could do it professionally.
I go for pints with them lot.
Well, I love.
And are you drunk again? Will you stop dropping F bombs? And I'm not dropping F bombs. Flipping heck. Does that count as an F-bomb? No,
I think you're all right. I think you're all right. And I love that you did the Neverending Story. My friend's dad designed the original one, so I'm going to show
No way!
Him. Yeah.
That's
incredible.
I love that, because there's always someone connected to someone who's done something in a British movie, you know? Well, no, it's not a British movie, is it? Neverending Story.
So Mr. Meddings, he was the kind of special effects superstar who created the dude. That's from the kind of flying dog thing. What's his name?
Yeah.
You know,
Falcor,
thank you.
Yeah.
He created him. Amazing.
Yeah,
so I wonder
where he is now, Falcor. Sat in a warehouse somewhere.
Where do you keep all your stuff, Keith?
I have a special room which I call my room of shame. So a lot of people think it's the room where I do my live Instagrams and my YouTube from, but that's my office. And I can see the rest of my family getting worried that my corner of the office is getting filled with creatures. It's starting to look like Jim Henson's workshop. And so I'm praying that I get busy again so I stop making little men. No, I am busy at the moment. There's a secret project I'm not allowed to talk about. Drop those in, because that's what people on telly do, don't they? Go, oh, well, I'm busy at the moment, but I can't tell you about that project yet. I am busy. But
can you tell us what channel it's for, Keith? The secret project?
Can't tell you anything.
Wow.
Can't tell you anything. I'm under strict orders not to say anything. I'll probably get into trouble for saying, what did you say? You've got a secret project that you can't talk about? Because it teases them and they like it.
They love it. That's showbiz. It. You're working it.
Yeah, isn't it? That's very showbiz, isn't it, to say, I've got a secret project that I can't talk about. It is showbiz, isn't it? It is.
Yeah. Now, Keith, I have to ask you something, because my kids will kill me if I don't. I've got three young boys, and they are pretty obsessed. Please don't hate me for saying this, but they are pretty obsessed with proper Crimbo.
All right, yeah.
Can you do another one? Because they just love it. And it comes on, it's not just Christmas time, it comes on frequently.
Yeah. The friends that I did it with, a Leeds band, well, not a band, but a music company called Earshot Music. We talked about doing it last year. And then I was running out of time and I said, you know what? I was talking to Richard Maidley about Do They Know It's Christmas? And I said, I don't understand why they don't do it every year, because it's on the radio every year. So why don't they just do a new version of it every year?
Yeah.
And I said, all right, I'm going to do one. And I started with Richard Maidley, got him to sing a line. And then I sent a text to everyone I know and said, will you sing this line? Will you sing that line? And my friends at Earshot helped me put it together. And we got to number 2 in the download chart. And all the profits to that went to Samaritans and some homeless charities and stuff. I've forgotten the charities now. I only remembered Samaritans because I do more stuff for them than anyone else. And but I think it leveled out at number 7 during Christmas, and it cost nothing to make. Yes. And it did make me think, oh, we should do it again this year as well. It depends how busy you are next to Christmas. But I guess everyone was in lockdown and stuff. They were happy enough just to sing a little line to me and send it to me. So the video is on my YouTube channel, and I think I said by next Christmas we should have it available on iTunes as well. But the single was available to download on iTunes, and yeah, I got to number 2, so that was exciting. Because I think Proper Crimbo got to number four, but that wasn't for charity. The charity was for the NYSELF. Myself!
But it's just so catchy. I mean, you know.
It just feels wrong now, though, in these times, to do a Christmas song to get money for yourself. It feels like, you know, we've had tough times, and any Christmas song you do, you should do it to help other people, I think. And again, that's a profound thing for me to say, because it's early in the morning. If we were having this interview at 10 at night, I don't think I would be the same, because that's when I turn into a gremlin.
Oh, that's, I mean, then we need to talk again in an evening, Keith.
After 10 o'clock, like, I just think anything goes. And that's where I always nearly end my career, by saying things I shouldn't say.
You've never been, but this is you mentioned anarchic earlier and the sort of chaotic nature of your persona. You can kind of get away with saying anything these days, can't you?
I don't know. Can you? I don't know.
You personally could. I don't know.
Actually, in these times, no, you can't say anything. You can't say anything. And someone said to me once, someone interviewed me, in these times, how do you feel about comedy and stuff? And I said, oh, just don't be funny. Just don't be. And then you say it. And even now when I'm talking to my producers, I go, let's not do a comedy programme. Let's do a straight programme, but I'll just host it funnily. And then it ends up being funnier because they don't expect it to be funny. And then they go, it was so funny. You go, no, it won't. I'll do my best straight presenting. I can't help it if I'm whimsical, you know? I am, I'm whimsical. You know what? I hear, isn't it horrible when people go, I'm mad me? Because they always think, no, you are mad. And I mean, not in a good way, but I'm definitely whimsical.
Yes, I think there's a little bit of Willy Wonka about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. When I did Fantastical Factory, they said they wanted an artistic Willy Wonka. Could you come up with a character? And I went, well, that's me. Yeah. I'll do it as me.
Yeah.
So I did, and I did it with the lovely Anna Richardson.
Who's wonderful.
Who's now doing Changing Rooms, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, and there'll be more Naked Attraction as well, of course, because, you know, she can't.
Oh, well, I love Naked Attraction.
Who doesn't?
I often think it's funny, they look worse when they put the clothes on, and they don't look so good naked, do they?
And that's part of the fun of it. That's the glory of it.
Look what you're wearing. It's very telling. And I can remember when I went out with a barmaid once, and she had like a uniform on that she had on in a pub as such, you know, they all wear white shirts or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is very pedantic of me, but I just thought, I hope she's got nice clothes on when she puts the normal clothes on. And luckily she did. But anyway, she had ginger hair and it was too weird. It was like going out with a female version of me. So that ended quite quickly and just became friends.
What a shame. I mean, that could have been beautiful.
If you can't put two gingers together, something happens where we repel each other. This doesn't happen.
So you don't agree with the Tim Minchin song?
What's his song say?
His song says, only a ginger can talk about another ginger.
I don't have too much of an issue with ginger, but going out with someone who's got the exact same hair as you, it's a bit weird, especially from behind.
Okay, so... I don't know. It's a lot of people's
That's
fantasy, Keith. It's a lot of people's dream.
What, to make love to themselves?
Yeah. Oh, yes. The mirror man is satisfied.
No, it's funny when I get a lot on Instagram. A lot of people, fellow gingers, like, oh, we're not a band, you know. Fellow, you've got ginger hair, so what? And you know, some people say to me, "Oh, Keith, he's starting to look like Mick Hucknall." Good. I like Mick Hucknall. You mean Mick Hucknall when he was young, though, don't you? He's much older than me.
He is. You know? But that's surely not something you're bothered about. You're not thinking about.
I like Simply Red.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mean
your age.
Yeah, aging. Yeah.
Nah,
what
I don't
are you
care, don't
about?
Care,
47
no.
now? 47? Is that right?
I can't remember. I'm so old.
Somewhere.
I don't care. You own it, don't you? Just own it.
Well, you wear it very well. However old
Thanks
you may
much.
Be, I mean, you're kind
Thanks
of
very much.
You're ageless.
Yeah, well, someone said that, and I said, oh, I don't feel it. As of that chair, I need to sit down. No, you just have fun, don't you? Have fun.
You really
sometimes.
Do. Tell me there's going to be another Fantastical, because that was so glorious. That was such a lovely
there
show.
There isn't.
Why not?
I don't know. COVID ruined the world, didn't it? And many TV budgets.
That's rotten. That was like, well, I just assumed because it was a massive set and everything else. I just assumed that that was in for the long haul.
I wonder what happens to that set. No, the only time you're going to see me crafting in the near future, I guess, is on Create and Craft on their Instagram channel and on their YouTube channel and on my own channel, Keith Lemons Doings.
On your doings.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how we get our crafting fixed with
Keith. At the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? I have pitched different ideas at different channels regarding craft, whether or not they become real things, I don't know.
It's exciting, though, watching this space. And just tell me very quickly, because obviously we've talked a lot about crafting, but there's plenty of other traditional hobbies that have made a comeback. Do any of these swing with you? Are you a gardener? Most people have kind of taken
No, I like sitting in the garden and barbecuing. Some of my friends birdwatch, which has become quite popular. Yeah. And I said to one of my friends, who used to be a cool dude, and I said, imagine if the 16-year-old version of you could talk to you now, what would he say? He'd give me a mouthful, wouldn't he? I go, yeah, bird watching. You just see birds, though. You don't watch them. You just see them in garden. You sit there watching them. They don't do anything. They haven't got arms. They haven't even got arms. But you know what? Whatever floats anybody's boat, and I love that about these hobbies that have become popular in recent times. Just it's bringing a bit of joy to people, you know what I mean? Nice.
Yes, it has. And if Instagram's anything to go by, the whole world has learned how to make bread as well. Have you?
That's the popularity of the Thermomix. My wife bought a Thermomix. What's that, a time machine? And then she didn't use it for a year. And then suddenly she worked out to use it. Yeah, you plug it in, don't you?
Have you been doing the old sourdough at home then? Has there been a bit of
been a bit of that, but I've not made it. I don't make anything. I'm at work, or I'm making something in my office, or I'm watching films with kids.
Seems fair. Seems pretty good.
Specifically Stranger Things, and what else are we watching constantly now? Modern Family is on all the time in our house. Oh. Modern Family and Stranger Things.
Good.
And we're all very excited for Series 4.
Yes, which has just been, the old trailer has just been dropped with 11, hasn't it?
Ooh. It doesn't show much, though, does it?
No, but it shows enough to whet the appetite.
Yeah, I don't know when it comes. It's this year, isn't it? Please be this year, yeah. And I'm so glad that the cinemas are going to open next week as well.
Me too.
Because I've missed the cinema, yeah.
Yeah.
I started filming a campaign last week for Showcase Cinema, which is my favourite cinema. See, I'm plugging everything now, aren't I?
I love it.
To get people back into the cinema. They made me watch Godzilla versus Kong twice. Once on the cinema, once on telly, and actual scientists recorded my response to watching it to prove that the cinematic experience is a more joyful experience than just watching it on your telly.
Now, but which way round did you watch it, though? Because if you've already watched it at the cinema, then it's never going to be as good on the telly. But if you
I can't tell you. I don't want to ruin the experiment. And but that's not to say that I don't love telly as well. Because at the moment, I'm on telly. So stay at home. Never mind everything opening. Stay at home, especially at 10 o'clock on ITV2.
Yes, too right. But we can't ignore movies, though. You were in Rocket Man, for goodness sake.
I was in Rocket Man, yeah. Yeah, and I was in Twist as well.
Were you?
I was Mr. Bumble. Yeah, that was a compliment getting there. You're going to play Mr. What, Harry Secombe? I can't be Harry Secombe.
Oh, happy
day. Yeah, I like doing little cameos in film because, you know, there's not much responsibility. You go for a couple of days and then you're off and then you go to the premiere and it's exciting and then people at Red Carpet interview and you go, what are you here for tonight then? Because I'm in it. Are you?
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't believe I'm in it. And then they see it and go, oh, how did you get in it? I'm not a director.
Well, the Marvel Universe is pretty massive, Keith. If you were going to play one of them, one of the superpowers. I mean,
yeah. I'm a big Spider-Man fan. But so if I was a cameo in a Spider-Man movie, it would be very exciting. Just to be like a budget Spider-Man. I don't know, some drunk falling out of a pub. Dressed as Spider-Man, he's been at someone's Halloween costume or something, and then real Spider-Man comes by or whatever. Oh, I tell you what, I want, and I really, really want. I want a cameo in the new Spice Girls film if that happens, because I know there's talk of that. And I know Bunton. I'm going to have a word with him and say, you better get me in as cameo, even if I don't say anything.
That's a slam dunk. Could you be cameoing as Spider-Man?
In the Spice Girls.
In the Spice Girls.
Oh, that's it. I just quit then. All I have to do then is have a pint with Kylie Minogue and I'm done.
Well, all at the same time. Spider-Man having a pint in the Spice Girls.
Oh, with Kylie.
With Kylie. Yeah, yeah, oh, and she could be Catwoman.
I'm going to have a lay down after this. Kylie just as Catwoman, oh no.
Kylie is Catwoman, you're Spider-Man, the Spice Girls cruise past on that bus of theirs. Boom.
Imagine.
What would the name of the pub be?
I don't know. It'd be my local, the Cock Inn. That's me local, which is funny enough, I go there with Bunton now and again.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Mind you, you've said that now. There's going to be a whole load of people now that pubs are open again. It's going to be a whole load of people down there with their autograph books and their phones out, dressed as Spider-Man with Catwoman costumes. You must have some quirky people approach you on the streets from time to time. I mean, what's the most memorable approach you've had? Because you're very recognisable.
You know, I was talking about it to Amanda Holden, actually. We were talking about getting gifts from people. When I did book signings, when I had books out, a lot of people would bring me lemons, which is very kind, but you go, what do you think I'm going to do with that? Just lemons? Yeah. Walk around with a bag of lemons from people with my name written on. And I don't really eat lemons.
Yeah, that's flawed. Keith, it's been such a pleasure. I hope we get to catch up again and not when you have to rush off.
I'll see you at the Christmas party, Andy.
Bring it on. Take care, Keith. Have a good one.
All right, then. Cheers. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
If you're enjoying the Andy J podcast, we'd love a review. In fact, if you're enjoying the show, why not tell your friends? Podcasts live and die on, well, often word of mouth, so please tell your friends. Like, subscribe, review, and share. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.